This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump will be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday amid fury over the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, in the back by a white police officer. White House spokesman Jed Deere told reporters Saturday night that Mr. Trump will be meeting with law enforcement officers and surveying some of the damage from recent protests. The visit may exacerbate tensions in Kenosha, where a crowd of about 1,000 demonstrators gathered outside a courthouse Saturday to denounce police violence. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social media site made a mistake not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Julie Walker. And residents in southwestern Louisiana are embarking on the epic task of clearing away felled trees, ripped roofs, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of the state. The U.S. toll from the Category 4 hurricane rose to 16 deaths, and more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. President Donald Trump toured the damage from Laura in Louisiana and Texas on Saturday. He and Governor John Bel Edwards made their way down a street blocked by trees and where houses were battered by the storm. Again, residents in southwestern Louisiana embarking on the epic task of clearing away the felled trees, ripped off the rooftops, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through parts of the state. This is VOA News. And again, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that the social media giant made a mistake by not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. We now go to AP correspondent Julie Walker.
He says on Facebook, the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed two people and wounded a third.
At this point, we haven't yet found any evidence that the shooter was following this Kenosha Guard page or was connected to the event or invited to the event in any way.
Zuckerberg also says Facebook is now taking down posts that praise 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white and has been charged in the deadly shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast, leaving at least 14 dead. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
Approximately 841,000 people have died now globally from COVID-19, while the number of infections continues to surge towards 25 million. The U.S. has nearly a quarter of the world's cases, while Brazil and India together make up far more than a quarter. Russia, which ranks fourth, is almost at a million cases. South Korea reported 299 new cases of the coronavirus, as officials place limits on dining at restaurants and closed fitness centers and after-school academies in the greater capital area to slow the spread of the virus. The 17th consecutive day of triple daily increases brought the national caseload to nearly 20,000, including 323 deaths. Mainland China reported 9 new confirmed cases of coronavirus Saturday, all of them imported, according to the National Health Commission, meaning there were no locally transmitted infections for a record 14th straight day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.